Now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come. One day every tongue will confess our lives. Willingly our knees will bow. With all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are.
Welcome to worship this morning. I saw a sign yesterday at a business that said, come as a stranger and leave as a friend. You've seen that sign before. This sign, this song this morning says, come just as you are to worship. Well, we certainly hope that no matter if you're a stranger or a homegrown person, that you know that you'll leave as a friend. But the other thing I want to say, it struck me, I don't know how you came this morning to worship. You may be in a good mood. You may be distracted. You may have had some aggravations. You may be a little down. Come just as you are to worship, but we pray that after we worship, you will leave energized, renewed, filled with the goodness of God and strength to face what life brings us every day. We have a full day today with a lot of wonderful recognitions and the boys going away to camp, so it's just a real full day. We're glad you're here with us to share it. Father, we come into your presence as we've already entered with an invitation to worship. We come now with thanksgiving for your goodness and your kindness to us. We confess our need of you. We confess our sins before you, Father, asking you to forgive us, knowing that you are faithful and just to do so. Father, we want to worship you today. We want to experience you today. Open our hearts, our minds, remove distractions, and allow us to enjoy being in the presence of the Lord. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Use I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me. He died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. By God's word and bless my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I spurned. Till my guilty soul in glory turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty.
gladly own you as my king. Now my rapture so can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was more than white to me. There my burdens are the liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that your salvation planned. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty love that God did spend at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me.
Oh,
Those songs. You may be seated. Well, it's good to see everybody this morning, and I couldn't help but be a little bit amused. We have some guests and three gentlemen from Indiana, Jim and Jack and Ron, who are here on a golf trip, and they were here a year ago. And we were talking about putting in the stairwell and the stair lift and some other things on the roof. And they said, "We see you got it done." I said, "Yeah, we're slow, but we got it done." They said, "Well, it looked pretty quick to us. Next time we came, it was done." So I guess it all depends on your perspective. But we're glad to have them. And they told me they flipped a coin whether to play nine holes this morning or come to church. And they church won. So God no, won. Seriously, they were with us last year. And it's just good to see them again. And for all of you who are here today, a very special day. May the Lord bless you. I just want to quickly go over some announcements here. Both, I found that even when they're in print and we verbalize them, we don't always get it. So next Sunday's Father's Day. Mona would like to have some of those pictures that she could use in a presentation next Father's Day, so you can do that by hand delivering them or by email, as you see there. And tomorrow's the deadline, so she needs that whole week to work on that. So if you'll think of that, if you haven't done it, it would be a great blessing. And the presentation at Mother's Day was just such a blessing, and it's nostalgic and heartwarming, so let's follow up on that. Great time last Sunday night. Over 40 to 50 folks were present, and I want to thank the Moores for hosting that. And the next thing is our boys, three of them are leaving today for camp, and I mean they're packed to the hilt. And so we'll be taking off right soon after church, take them over to Camp Calvary, where they'll join up with the other campers and head to Lake Barkley. And money has come in to meet those needs. It's just been gracious the way you folks have stepped up and done that. But we got some girls wanting to go to camp here in a couple of weeks, and we could still use some help if you feel that that's a worthwhile investment. You'd like to give a little money to help these young ladies go to camp. You can talk with me or with Ruth about those girls who are going. We want to certainly support them. VBS just around the corner, and we'll be sharing again this year with Pioneer Baptist. and we always need volunteers. And his heart, who's going to be in concert with us on July 30th, is in concert this Thursday, June 15th at 7 p.m. And I'm planning to go, and I'll take the van. And if there are folks that would like to go, we can meet here about 6:15 and take as many folks as would like to go. I know many of you would enjoy that concert. And Brenda is trying to get my attention. And if you'll wait, Kent will bring you a microphone so we can all hear Brenda.
Along with His Heart, Triumphant Quartet will be there. They're a nationally known, probably internationally known group. Mm-hmm. It's expected to be a big crowd, so get there early.
All right. If any of you will see me who would like to go by riding the church van, and we leave here about 6:15, just let me know, give me a call, or catch my attention today. And we will plan to do that. As I mentioned, this is the day we honor our graduates, and it is my understanding, and I don't want to forget anything, that Rock, we have a little video.
Which is
their slides, pictures, their some slides. Can we do that right now?
Randy?
As we look at these accomplishments, we'll get to that. This is a surprise to me, and I'll tell you about another surprise here in a minute.
It's just three slides.
It says all right. Okay, we got the pick. Courtney Lear, who is Mike and Paula's granddaughter, graduated from Boyle County High School. Jordan Clark from BCTC. We think that's his designation. He can clarify that in a moment, Jordan. We'll call you a commercial electrician. And then the biggest surprise, the secret that I didn't find out about till Wednesday. How in the world, what is Joy Sanders up to that we also don't know about? I don't know, but she has a degree in health science from EKU. Is that the right designation?
It's health and PE.
I would, well, yes, I was going to have you come up here and do some jumping jacks since you majored in PE. I was going to have you talking because this is exciting. This was a secret. I didn't know about the wins.
I was not going to do this, really and truly. Well,
now, it doesn't do you any good to have that microphone if you're not
going
to. No, it's just got to get it up there.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I went to college 3 years at EKU. And Cleo said, let's get married. I'm going into service and I'm going to take you with me. Well, it didn't work out because he had to go to Paris, France, and there I was. I couldn't go with him. And I stayed home and taught school in Anderson County. They offered me a job on emergency. So I stayed there 5 years and then got pregnant, had a baby, and forgot about school. Just didn't go back. And then I would go and take a few classes here and a few classes there. And maybe about 3 or 4 months ago, I went to EKU in Danville, and I asked, how many hours do I need to graduate? And she said, just let me look it up and see. So they called me 2 days later and said, you can graduate May the 12th. So do you want to walk down the aisle? And I said, because they would pull me out for sure, because here I am, 80 years old, and I've decided I'm the oldest. Well, Harrodsburg's the oldest town west of the Allegheny Mountains, and I'm the oldest graduate, I'm sure. So I came, I just said, mail it to me, that'll be lovely. And then a few days later, I got another phone call, and it was from EKU in Richmond, and they said, the president wants to come to your house and present you with a diploma.
Wow.
So now I know I've had it. It will be everywhere. And I wasn't going to tell anybody. It was just on my list to do this, and so I finally did it. But
all right. Well, don't sit down yet. Here you go, Ken. I guess she would be called a non-traditional student. I call it inspirational and exemplary student. I'm impressed. Kent, if you look in my office, and we'll probably have to take this and give it to Cleo to put in the back of the building for a moment. There's a great big planter in there that's your gift for graduating, even though you tried to keep it a secret.
I was going to.
So you keep this thing alive.
Oh, I need one.
Yeah. Ken, if you would set that in the back for her. And congratulations, Joyce. You are the oldest graduate that this church has ever honored. And I can say, you don't look 80.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you for sharing that. Most people keep it a secret.
Well, I was.
Jordan, if you'd come up here, we have a little gift for you, my friend. Now, I have Jordan since grade school days in the Christian school, right, Jordan?
Yep.
How old are you now?
27.
He's 27, and it's never too late to find out what you want to do. And I understand from your grandmother, who was delighted you not only graduated, but you have a job.
Yeah.
That's always a big thing. It worked out pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, we're proud of you, and we appreciate your being here on this day where we could honor you, and we want you to have this, and know that you're always in our thoughts and prayers for success in life, materially, spiritually, in every way as the Lord leads you, my friend.
I appreciate it.
All right, God bless you. Courtney was given her Bible by her grandmother, and they are on vacation, I think, so she was not here today. We go to now birthdays. If we can get those today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Happy birthday, Brian. There's some others. Monday the 12th, Nick Lehman. Friday the 16th, Damian Lehman. And that's all the birthdays. And one anniversary that's also today. It's kind of going in our family. Rachel and Chris, the 11th today. This is the 11th of June. Isn't this correct? I performed that wedding. I think I remember that. apology accepted, right? And they're here with Max, who has a birthday coming up July the 13th. And he'll soon be, he'll be four on his birthday, right? Good grief. Well, let's see if I've missed anything that we needed to do announcement wise things they have notes for me to check out here. I do want to say another thing about leaving today for camp. We're going to try to get away really quickly. We've got three boys going, and we've got to load that van down and get them over to Camp Calvary by 1:30, where they'll depart for Lake Barkley for this aquatic Christian camp down there, fishing, boating, and all kinds of spiritual emphasis as well. And so we're going to try to pack up and make sure we get them. We've packed the lunch, so they'll have to eat. Boys, I know y'all were concerned about that. There's plenty of food in the cooler, so y'all can eat on the way. You won't go hungry. So does anybody have anything to share that I've overlooked or forgotten? I'll say it's been pretty full of things to do and folks to recognize. We want... It's in the bulletin. Those of you probably had the insert. There is a concert that was in everybody's bulletin, that insert about the concert over at what used to be Owen Chevrolet. It's now a kind of a gathering place. It's going to be an outdoor concert. So all the information. Ruth? Okay, wait just a second. We got to get the microphone back so we can hear. Yes, ma'am.
At Vacation Bible School, I talked to Megan, and she said they're looking for someone to handle the overhead projector and all that stuff, you know, and the the computer.
The video things, yeah.
Yeah, so if anybody's interested, let me know about that for sure.
All right, that's a special need you can talk to Ruth about.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ruth. And that's coming up in just 2 weeks. It'll be starting June the 26th. Oh, maybe it's the two different groups. I'm not sure. I read that, but yeah, there's a pre. Yeah, thank you, Teresa, for clarifying that. I think there's a worship team from a church that's leading into that at 7, and then the groups that are special guests at 8. Thank you. I had not really thought about how that could be confusing. Anyone else have a word to share? Well, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, we're going to wait another week till we get finished on those, I think. I know there are things on your heart, words of thanksgiving and praise, so we'll take just a moment to lift those prayers up before the Lord, and if there's a special need, somebody, or a situation you feel really in your heart to pray for, let's take these moments to go before the Lord in prayer. Yes. Yes. Father, we do today corporately bring all our cares and concerns before you with thanksgiving because we know we can trust you to do what is well. We thank you for good reports that we receive that bless us immediately. We pray for grace and faith to trust you when we don't see the results immediately or as quickly as we would like. Father, give us increased confidence in you. Help us to look into our own hearts and lives, Father, and bring ourselves into line with your will and your way and not be so focused on just what we want or what we think is best. Father, we do pray for all those who are grieving, and there's been such a great sadness in our community over events over the last few weeks. And we commit that great sadness into you, the healer of broken hearts, the comforter of those who need comfort. Father, help us to be agents and instruments of your comfort, your grace, and your love. We thank you for meeting all our needs through Christ Jesus, and it's in his name we pray. Amen. We'll dismiss the children to Children's Church along with their workers, and we'll have another few moments of worship before hearing the word on the light of the world.
invite you to stand if you wish, but you don't have to by any means.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. With me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is
name it is, the name of Jesus. What a
wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. Not hold you, the veil torn before you, silence that boast of sin and grain. The heavens are roaring, praise of your glory, for you were raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever. The kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, long just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it, when it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it, but it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, when it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it, when it's all about you, Jesus. I'll bring you more than a song, more than a song I'll bring, Lord. I'll bring you more than a song, I'll bring you more than a song.
speaking into my heart, into my heart. Tell me, what do you see, Lord? You're looking into my heart, into my heart. It's all about you in this place. It's all about you in this place. It's all about you.